This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so that's it. We're done, right? The economy shrank last quarter, a 10th percent, we learned today. So let's just pack it in, call it a recession, and go on about our merry way, huh? Yeah, no. Granted, it was the first contraction in more than 3 years, and yes, it surprised a lot of economists, but the end of the world, it ain't. Marketplace's Sally Herships reports.
People of Earth, there is no need to panic. In some cases, a negative GDP could be alarming.
However,
that is not the case this time. Nigel Galt is chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight.
Yes, I think this is something where it's best not to focus on the headline, but to be comforted by the details.
In this case, comfort doesn't mean chocolate ice cream. It means rising numbers like consumer spending and private sector investment. Galt says lots of the stats that make up the GDP are doing just fine. So what happened?
There are three reasons for the drop.
Randy Krosner teaches economics at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, and he's a former Fed governor.
One is federal government spending, especially defense spending, fell. Inventories, that is those products on the shelves that firms have, went down significantly, and exports fell a bit.
And then there was Hurricane Sandy. So feel more relaxed now? Hold on just a minute. Don't forget about the fiscal cliff. If automatic budget cuts can't be avoided, today's report could be a taste of bad things to come. Barry Bosworth, an economist at the Brookings Institution.
I think there's a lot of people in Washington, congressmen, maybe changed their mind about whether they thought this was all such a good idea.
The real lesson here, say both Bosworth and Nigel Galt, is further cuts in government spending are not a good idea. But don't panic. Congress is bound to figure something out. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.